From Friday prayers in a mosque in Iran to Sunday services in a church in Middle America, different days and places of worship divide Islamic and Christian believers. Conflict between Islam and Christianity has existed for centuries. And the Al-Qaeda terrorist attacks on the United States in 2001 and the U.S.-led response in Afghanistan and Iraq have strained relations even more. Now, representatives from Islam are hoping a piece of paper can begin to resolve the differences. Saeed Saeed of the Islamic Society of North America explains the genesis of the letter.
The letter begins with a verse from the Quran. It says, go ahead and invite your brothers and sisters from the people of the book, that is Jews and Christians, and emphasize, unite on your common word.
The letter emphasizes what Islam and Christianity have in common: belief in only one God, love of one's neighbor.
This gives hope, actually, because when you hear every day the news about death and destruction in the name of religion, and people become so disappointed, so dismayed, they wonder if there is going to be an end to this kind of tragedies and this kind of demonizing of religion.
The Episcopal Bishop of Washington, John Bryson Shane, says finding common ground is critical at a time when the world is at risk.
So we're looking at, I think, core teachings from these three great Abrahamic traditions that have been quite silent on these issues, but are now starting to emerge based on the fact that, you know, anybody can push a button and destroy a whole population, or for that matter, the global community, within 15 minutes. I mean, that isn't good Christian stewardship. It's not good Islamic stewardship. It's not good Jewish stewardship.
Bishop Chain says the issues facing the world are too complex for everyday politics, from Pakistan's political crisis to Iran's pursuit of nuclear development to the debate in the American presidential campaign about the armed conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan. Again, Bishop Chain.
Politicians and diplomacy have been divisive and are clearly not capable of handling the level of complexities that are now a part of the unrest and the violence that is very much a part of the Middle East and in other parts of the world. And therefore, one needs to take a look at the role of religion, its part in being a player in these negotiations.
Many within academic and religious circles are counting on the document to initiate a dialogue between Islam and Christianity. John Esposito is a professor of religion at Georgetown University.
This, I think, is an initiative that has some traction. And I think that there's I know there's a desire on the part of a critical mass of Muslims behind it to move forward. To be quite frank, I'm concerned about the Christian leadership. And it's how the Christian leadership responds that can really affect how much this moves forward.
Together, Christians and Muslims make up more than one half of the world's population. The authors of A Common Word say they fear if these two religious communities cannot be at peace, the world cannot be at peace. Priscilla Huff, VOA News, Washington.
Allah.